Time for the Wednesday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. And a good afternoon to you, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. Once again, I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to yet another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, 93.5 FM, KFOX. And we're going to talk more about another planet today, because we've been doing intense focus, if you missed it, on Venus. We focused on Mars. We focused on Jupiter. We did Uranus. We always talk about Saturn. So today we're going to do an intense Neptune analysis. Yes. And as part of today's extended topic, I will be more than happy to look at your Neptune if you just would step behind the curtain, as they say. Okay, now, the planet Neptune is a very powerful planet. If there was one planet that would be a link with Pluto, because I do believe that Neptune and Pluto share a similar aura. In other words, the Pisces energy of Neptune and the Scorpio energy of Pluto kind of work off each other. They're very intimate water signs, and for that reason, I believe it's possible that Pluto may have one time been a moon of Neptune. I can't confirm that, but still in all, if there is a planet that would have an interdimensional context to it, there was a planet that would seem to have a window to the other side, or serve as a warp, or like as a chakra to the entire solar system. As Neptune in Pisces rules the feet, and as all the vital organs meet at the feet and the soles of the feet, and if you know anything about reflexology, then you got to know that everything comes to a head when we talk about the energy and the essence of a very powerful planet, Neptune. And I do believe the key to embracing immortality and to breaking free of the reincarnation cycle and to rising above the earthly desires and the earthly cravings that we have, and the ability for us to move on to higher realms beyond this earth, actually lies in the key to the planet Neptune, not only in the sky for all of us as a group, but in our natal charts as well. Now, we will find, whereas Saturn rules what I would call the debt to the self, the karma to the self, and Pluto rules intense transition and more intimate karma that we have with those we love, Neptune would rule the overall debt we have to the universe. Neptune is the Pisces factor in the natal chart, and that planet would be the key of actually overcoming the number one obsession, the number one delusion, the number one fantasy or dream that we may have that would either keep us here on Earth or keep us corrupting and afflicting our own personal natures through self-destructive means. Let me try to explain that to you. Specifically, when we're talking about a planet like Neptune, we're talking about a factor that we all have at birth in our natal charts. And as part of today's extended topic, if you know what sign and what house your Neptune's in, call me today and we will try to see what we would call the illumination factor in your chart, or that which would have been veiled at birth. Because all of us have a veil at birth somewhere in our structures, and the way Neptune serves us is when we are able to overcome the dragon within us that tries to kill us. And many people never do overcome these dragons. That's why they come back. They get reincarnated, if you know what I mean, because they never do defeat their dragon. But if you are a person who has the potential of being illuminated, whereas your denial would be lifted and your veil would be removed, where you could finally see things more of a reality check the way they are in a certain severe focus in your life, then I would tend to think that there would be a reason for you to finally be spiritual. There would be a reason for you to ascend above the material realm.
You are too.
There'd be a reason for, you know, every time Mark Henry comes into the studio, he has so much electromagnetic energy. I swear to God, he triggered the idea, and I he's in the other room over there. Mark, you know what? We need to check your voltage, guy. I've seen this guy come in here, and the whole board will light up. I don't think this guy understands his total power. Did you see that? But specifically, what happens is that no matter how we are raised, and no matter what our parents tell us, no matter what we read in books, or no matter what we learn in school, it seems that there is some kind of illusion or fog or some kind of mystery or mystique that is attached to one major area of our life that is identified by the location, by sign, by house, and by aspect of that planet Neptune in our charts. Now, I'm going to go over the 12 signs for you to get some idea to you on a more intense level as to where you would be illuminated. See, whereas Saturn has a very subtle approach as far as experiencing pain and overcoming it and absolving karma and debts to yourself, whereas Uranus has a shock syndrome effect, a lightning bolt, and whereas Pluto has like a deep-seated sort of piercing approach to transition and metamorphosis, Neptune is kind of like what would happen to you if you were in the dark and someone turned the lights on, and you know when the lights first go on, first you're blind for a few seconds because you're so sensitive to the light, and then when you look around yourself, it's like you have to imagine what it would be like for a blind person who has never been able to see to finally be able to see after a whole life of darkness, blindness. And, you know, like I say, if you do experience this illumination in your life, if you are lucky enough to take advantage of Neptune's power without abusing its energies, because frankly, some of the things you could do to abuse Neptune's energies to create setback and to guarantee reincarnation and obsession with this planet is that the more illuminated you become, the more powerful you are, the more psychic you are, the more aligned your chakras will become, and the more information that will come through to you from Earth, from a telepathic means, and from the other side. So, obviously, if you're psychic like this, you can abuse it because you can manipulate others with your psychic abilities. You could interfere in their free will choice. Being psychic or being a psychic is a really major responsibility because one wonders if some of these so-called psychics are aware of the karma that they incur by either A, misleading a client, or B, interfering with their free will choice by making a statement like, you're going to be this, or you're going to be that, or, you know, this is what's going to happen in your life. I don't believe that anyone that is a psychic counselor should ever create a destiny or a choice or a bottom line for someone's life. You see, but a lot of these people with enhanced Neptunian aspects that have been illuminated, you'll hear them either in person or at a psychic fair or on the radio sometimes, and right away they'll say things like, oh, you're going to leave this job, or oh, your marriage is over, or oh, your relationship's finished, or you're going to move, you know. And I wince when I hear that. I get kind of squeamish when I hear people do that. I don't feel as bad for the client because maybe some clients should know better than to seek this type of consultation. But I do feel terrible for the person giving the information because what they're doing is they're negating the free will of the other person by manifesting energy in their aura, whether it's positive or negative. Now they may leave their job because you made it so. You manifest. You planted the seed in their head. That's why I try to be as positive with people as I can. Because as an astrologer, as a metaphysician, as an intuitive counselor myself, I don't try to interfere with that free will choice gift. You see, well, when you start being illuminated and you start working out your karma and when you start ascending in consciousness and your awareness expands, you are given a gift of being able to be a seer of sorts and being able to see things that might not have been clearly obvious to you in the past. It's like you're in a marriage that's a terrible marriage. But your whole time you're married, you think it's perfect, and when you get divorced, you find out Jesus, he's had 100 girlfriends, 1,000 affairs, and he took all the money and ran. And all along, you thought it was balanced, and you know, that's the type of thing that will be a shock trauma that will illuminate you and lift your consciousness and awareness where no longer will you seem to be naive or dumbstruck or innocent or too trusting, you see? A lot of people can have accidents or can go through major transitions in their life, a Neptunian episode where the truth finally is revealed, the veil is lifted, the denial is let go of. You have to sit down with yourself, whether you understand astrology or not, and say to yourself, where is the denial at in my life? Am I not admitting that I have no self-control when it comes to drinking or smoking cigarettes or pot? Am I not admitting that I have no self-control when it comes to ingesting drugs, even pharmaceutical drugs? Am I not admitting that my career is really wrong and that I'm going down the dark hole from this career? and I need to be aware of this? Am I not admitting that my relationship really doesn't work, and I think it does? Am I not admitting that I really have no relationship with my parents or my children when I think I do? You have to try to figure out where the denial, the illusion, and where the veil is. And then by having the courage to overcome that denial and to have a reality check, that's when the illumination process occurs. Now, not many people out there have Neptune in Aries or Taurus or Gemini. There may be some people still alive with Neptune in Gemini, but because it takes Neptune about 150 years to go through all 12 signs, there aren't too many survivors left with Neptune in Aries or Taurus, so hard to comment on what that means. But basically, I tend to think Neptune in Aries are the first house would be an illumination as far as removing the veil as to how you really see yourself. Neptune in the second house or in Taurus would be some kind of reality check when it comes to love and money. Neptune in Gemini or in the third house, which some people maybe in their 90s or close to 100 might have, would be some kind of removal of denial or the veil of illusion when it comes to communication or some fact concerning brothers or sisters. Neptune in Cancer, the fourth house, which a lot of people have born in the 1910 decade, would have some kind of delusion or some kind of fog concerning emotions, love, okay, the mother, and also security, the home, emotional security. Then people born around 1918, the 20s and such, they have Neptune moving into Leo. And I tend to think that there's the illumination factor with issues concerning the father or the family or your children or creativity or creative abilities. See, you always have to plug in to the earthly issue, you know, the Neptunian earthly issue as to what the obsession or where the veil would be placed that would hold us here on Earth. Could be like a major family struggle with Neptune and Leo. And then once you're able to let go of the denial that the fact that it just doesn't work, bless them, send them into the light, then your awareness level would shift. The illumination and the psychic and spiritual ability would ascend in you. Now, Neptune in Virgo, or in the sixth house, is something that occurred, I believe, around the 20s or the 30s there. And a lot of the folks that have Neptune in Virgo oftentimes are in the fog when it comes to work and career, you know, issues concerning work and career. Very, very psychic generation because of the Uranus trine Neptune that occurred and some of the Saturn trine Neptune that occurred during that period. Very, very powerfully sensitive, intuitive generation, but still in all, when it came to issues concerning the health, especially intestinal health, what they eat, type of diet, growing up in the 20s and 30s, still lots of beef and lots of pork and ham and a lot of clogged intestines at the same time from Neptune and Virgo there, because people denying their need for intestinal health. And so issues concerning work and also health are denial, not looking at a health problem when it's really there. Neptune and Libra, my generation, that started in the 40s and stretched to the 50s, Neptune staying in a sign for 12 to 16 years. And this generation gets illuminated when it comes to relationships. Many of us, unfortunately, have no idea what's going on in relationships. And that's why as you grow older with Neptune and Libra and you approach relationships, you always sit there with one eyebrow raised like, what's wrong with this picture? Or am I really in love? Or does this other person really love me? Or what is love? Or do we really have a commitment? Or are you being honest with me? Or, you know, it's all kinds of interesting stuff. So we do find Neptune in Libra or in the seventh house, the veil and the illumination and the denial have everything to do with personal relationships, all relationships, not just marriage, partners, and all that stuff. Moving into Neptune in Scorpio, which is the late 50s and 60s, or Neptune in the eighth house, believe it or not, the mystery, the experimentation, the illusion, the fog oftentimes is an intimate one, a sexual one, where we literally look at ourselves and the ones we're with, the ones we choose as lovers and mates, and feel so stupid sometimes that we choose so wrong. And oftentimes people are looking for a sexual or an intimate identity or a kundalini type love or bonding when you have Neptune in Scorpio. And with Uranus and Leo, square that Neptune in the late 50s and early 60s, tremendous drastic changes. It's like a shock illumination, combination of Uranus and Neptune together. It's a 1-2 punch, actually. And then some of the babies that have been born the last 10, 15 years, some teenagers and stuff, would have Neptune in Sagittarius. And there are illusions and issues and denial connected with personal freedom. actually being enslaved by your friends, your family, your career, your relationships, and not being aware of it. And once the veil is lifted, your independence is therefore claimed. And then, of course, now the children being born the last few years with Neptune in Capricorn would be an interesting generation of people where the illumination would occur concerning Capricorn issues, martyrdom, career, ambition, and overall karma, overall trying to learn how to love thyself authentically with all thy power, that sort of stuff. We will experience Neptune in Aquarius as long as the world continues as it is in the mid and late 90s and into the year 2000, the first decade of the 21st century. And I kind of tend to think the illumination will affect that generation along the lines of friendship and goals and humanity and technology. So we have to watch closely to see how that affects us. Also, Neptune in the 11th house, you're illuminated with friendships and goals constantly. Neptune in Capricorn would be the same as Neptune in the 10th. Neptune in Sagittarius would be Neptune in the 9th also. And Neptune in Scorpio would be like Neptune in the 8th also, 8th house. And then finally, Neptune in Pisces is something we'll experience in the second or third decade of the 21st century if we all live that long. And Neptune lives in Pisces. It is Lord of Pisces. And I kind of tend to think that even though there's no one alive now with Neptune in Pisces, that it must be one heck of a psychic generation, a very powerful generation of people that would be born with an incredible channel to the other realm, as long as they're not totally self-destructive and pathetic, blithering idiots because of escapist behavior from Neptune in Pisces. I would tend to think it would be an extremely gifted generation, spiritually and psychically, of people, which would have been born in the mid-1800s. And frankly, honestly, I do believe that a lot of these folks with Neptune in Aquarius and Pisces born in the mid-1800s would have been responsible for our most recent industrial revolution, which obviously spawned the age of technology on this planet. So very powerful Neptune in the 12th. I have that. I have Neptune in the 12th, which is like having Neptune in Pisces. So yes, we can either beat ourselves up really bad or rise above and have incredible psychic abilities.